Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Another Monday. Thank you all for calling in and giving me the support. Appreciate you. On today, we're just going to be on an hour. And how I start my show off is we agree to disagree on the show. I'm not saying we had this problem, but, you know, people might say some things that you're not comfortable with. So, you know, to each his own, as long as we don't disrespect one another. All right? We had a few things going on in the neighborhood, like on Saturday at Mount Hermon Baptist Church. They're going to have a free school supply giveaway. So we're going to talk about that and how important essential oils are in your daily health. And we're going to hopefully have some people call in that have used the product that I put together and, you know, give their insight on, you know, how the oil and what have you helped them going through, you know, whatever they was going through. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song, and then we'll be right back.
The finest.
Love. Just let him.
All right, then. We was listening to a little Roger. Is there anyone out online that would like to speak about the topic or have any input on about anything? Just push the number one, and I'll open up your mic. Today is my show is going to be on only for an hour. It's from 6 to 7 today. And I will be talking about the importance of essence oils, you know, to make your body healthy or, you know, try to wean you a little bit off the pills. And, you know, that's what Ms. K is about. You know, if I don't have to swallow no pill, I'm not. But I'm not saying that everybody, the essential oils will help everybody, because some people just need to be on the medication, and, you know, and that's just what that is. So also on Saturday, August the 20th, 2016, Mount Hermon Baptist Church at 4150 East Rosedale Street is having a free school supply giveaway from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And if you know of someone who would like to perform with Webby, contact Savannah at 843-251-0161. And she should be calling in this evening on the show. And like I said, I thank you all for holding and, you know, following me and being there for me. Y'all call in. Y'all faithful. Thank you. But I would like to also say that Miss Savannah will be calling in. And she has different concerts that they are needing. They're looking for artists, you know, to perform at. Some are paid and some are not. So, you know, if you're interested, give me a call at 817-566-4555. If you know of anyone, pass this message on. You know, I just think it's cool for, you know, anybody. If you want to go out there and try it, hey, go do it. You know, get it done, because you be sitting on the porch when you're in your 80s and 90s and talking about what you shoulda, woulda, and coulda. But go on and try it out, you know. Go on out there and perform and put your best foot forward. So if you want to speak directly with Miss Savannah, her number is 843-251-0161. And that's, you know, if you know of anyone that's looking to do some performing, you know, they can sing, I don't know at what level as far as, you know, Christian rap or what have you. But she would be more... she would be the one to be, that would be able to tell you, you know, which way to go and which way is up. So I'm going to go and do some commercial. And after commercial, then I'm going to put on another song. And, you know, maybe she'll be even called in by that time. So I'll be right back.
This is your girl, Kay, with This Is It DNA Diagnostic Mobile Center. You're listening to Step Your Game Up Radio on blogtalkradio.com. Hey, this is your girl Kay. You're listening to the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Boom, that's me. Okay, like I said again, you know, if there's anyone out there that would like to say something, just push the number one. If not, then I'm cool with you just hanging on. I appreciate you. But I really want to speak about mental health. You know, that's something that we really need to pay attention to and try to get people help that we can get help for. It's just like you just don't know, and stressing, you know, people stress day to day, you know. So we with the essential oils that I do, I have something for your stress, and even have a children's, you know, something we can do for the kids. Lavender is good for, you know, calming everything down in the house. Maybe you're not having a good day coming home. Just, you know, get some oil, some lavender oil from Miss K. You call me, and I make it up for you, whatever you need. I also make oils for ADHD. Seizures, you know, I'm not saying to take them off the medicine, but this would help, you know, because it's natural, it's organic, and you know, it beats swallowing a pill if you don't have to. So I also have for blood pressure, PMS, you know how we do women. I even have some oil I can make up if you want to stop smoking, you know, different things like that. So give me a call, and I'll be more than happy to, you know, sit down and talk to you about it, and we'll get the best oil that's suitable for yourself. I'm going to go on with there's a party. It says a old school birthday party for Ms. K. That's me. It'll be at 4612 Granberry Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76133, at Next to the State. It's going to be August the 26th, 2016, from 8 p.m. until 1. The tickets are $15 if you get them before August the 24th, and $20 at the door. A percentage of the ticket sales will go to Natural Alternative to Mental Health. I'm sorry. The event is BYOB. No beer, please. Food and setups will be available. For tickets or any more information you need, please give me a call. It's Kay Smith at 817-566-4555. And if you want to do something just to help somebody, you know, these oils are to, you know, let you know that there is an alternative way. You know, you have options to where you don't have to swallow the pills. Now, some people, their illness is very strong, so they may have to stay on the pills, but they can still learn how to relax more and stuff. You know, I have oils for that. You know, do some good for a person. You know, you buy a ticket and make a big difference in someone's life. You know, because you know, it's a session, and some are hit harder than others. And this will be a good way to give back to somebody that wouldn't be able to, you know, at least try the oils and see if it's something that would help them along with taking their medicine. So please get in touch with Kay, 817-566-4555, and get a ticket. It's $15, and it's going for, you know, for a worthy cause. And I really hope and pray that you know, people, you know, go outside the box, those of you that don't give or what have you. If you're looking for somewhere to give, you know, something that's going to help someone, you know, I think this would be a good, you know, good thing to donate to. Just like I said, if you buy one ticket, it pays for all for some people who just don't have the money. You know, some people are just on a fixed income, and it's just that. It's nothing they can do. It's a you know, they can't squeeze another $2 or $3 out, you know. So with these ticket sales, that'll be helping a person that just can't afford to do it. So I appreciate you. Those of you all who have inquired about the tickets, I'm going to get with you. So let's make a difference in somebody's life. Again, you know, if you need to know any information, just give me a call, 817-566-4555. Is there anyone out that would like to answer a question or have something to say? Just push the number one on your phone, and I open up your mic. Okay. Let's see. I guess not right now, huh? I'm just trying to give, if you want to, give them a chance to okay, 5898, I'm coming to you. Hello?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, thanks. I just wanted to say that I've heard some wonderful things about the essential oils, and listening to your program, it seems like something that I'd really be interested in. And I'd just like to know more basically about, I guess, the price of that the oils range from and how one would go about obtaining the oil.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Yes, I sell the oil myself. You can contact me, Ms. K. And upon, I can, I, like I said, I have the all, and I can give you all the information you need. What I do with everyone, I sit down and do a little consultation, because sometimes you can take medicine, like high blood pressure medicine, and there's certain oils that you shouldn't be mixing, you know, with it, like cinnamon. You know, if you're on a blood pressure pill, you know, you have to be very careful. So that's how I like to speak, you know, break it down and speak with the person individually to get all the information I can to give them the right oil. And what was your next question?
My next question was actually a question. It was just a comment. Oh. I just wanted to let you know that I've been tuning in on your show, and I've really enjoyed everything, and the music is the bomb. And
thank
you. To keep up the good work. You're doing a great job. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. We had a caller to call in. Thank you. That was one of my best friends, I'm going to tell you. She surprised me. Thank you, lady. But, yes, I want to talk about how nothing is, you know, 100%. Like I stated, some people have to stay on the medicine, on the pills, but I can do an aroma therapy type oil, and what it would do, it would relax you, you know, keep you from be a Debbie Downer, as they would say. Some people be depressed all the time, and I can make an oil to have you, you know, make you feel good about yourself, give you energy, and you know, when you feel like you can't get up, just rub some of that oil on your wrist, or put it on the back of your neck, and put them on the bottom of your feet, and there go your day. You be up doing things and getting energy, because I do use the oil on myself, and I'm my own guinea pig, and, you know, and I'm real blessed with my family, because they hang in there with me too. So, yes, and I had some energy I hadn't had in a long time. So I understand, you know, that, you know, a lot of people can't get off the medicine, but we can try to make it more, you know, give you an easier way, at least learning how to relax and not stress so much. Is there anyone out on the line that would like to say something? Just push the number one, and I come right to you. All right, then. I guess everybody quiet. You're probably looking for the button. But anyway, I just want to make sure, let's see, that's what I see, 9144, I'm on my way. Hello.
Hello.
Hey there.
How
you
are
doing?
You? I'm doing
I'm
well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry I'm late, but I'm here.
Oh, that's all that matters. You showed. You know, I understand. So we were talking about the how important the essential oils are, you know, in our day-to-day activity. And I was just sharing with them on how I was using the oil, and it gave me energy, you know, and stuff like that.
Well, I'm quite a bit older than you, just for the seniors
Whatever.
Out there. But just for the seniors out there, I can attest to the fact that it helps me. At a certain age for a woman, she gets the non-solid sleep all the way through the night, and she'll wake up and can't go back to sleep, and then when you go back to sleep, it's time for the alarm to go off. Well, I tried the sleepy time oil. Is that the proper name?
Uh-huh, that's the sleepy time oil.
Okay. And it definitely works for me. Now, I'm a skeptic. If it works for somebody else, okay. Kay's a lot younger, so, yeah, it would work for her. This was my initial thought, but when I used it, it worked for me. So there is no age limit, and I would definitely try it if you're having problem sleeping the whole night through. And I also have high blood pressure. And any job that we have now is stressful. Anybody's job is stressful. I don't care what you do. So I found that it also helps me as well. You know, you have those people that you want to just tell them to just turn around and leave and never come back, but you can't because they're your coworkers. Have some of the oil and put it on your wrist. And you don't have to. One of the ladies at work put it across her lip. She likes it across her lip. I don't. I'll put it on the back of my hands, and even as I'm working, I smell the aroma. And it does help me. So I can attest to that. So what I'm saying to you, yes, as Kay Ford stated, we do need to stay on our pills, but there are things that we can do to help us as we strive to get off of them, because we should not be on our medication thinking that this is going to be a way of life. If you're on your medication, find out what you can do to limit your medication, or have the doctor in the future reduce your medication. If you are a diabetic and your A1C levels are high, you know what you need to do to bring them down. And you keep focusing on that, and pretty soon you will be able to either reduce your medication or get off of it completely. But you have to have that mental outlook. You have to want it. They cannot want it for you. You have to want it, and you have to work at it day to day. But I'm telling you, those oils will help you through each day.
All right. Yeah, because I mean, I know it helps me, you know, and just like when the rain comes, you know, my back be really hurting me, and I rub some of the deep blue on, you know, put it at the bottom of my feet and my lower back. Shoot, yes, I was up dancing. Yeah, so the pain just went away, and I didn't have to swallow a pill, you know, to get that, you know, pain to subside. So, yes, it is, and there's nothing wrong with knowing other options. I'm just letting you know that you don't have to do the oils, but, you know, like some people are just who they are. You know, a lot of people don't like change, and I understand that. But I'm just letting people know that, you know, it is an option out here. We don't all have to swallow no pills and stuff. You know, our ancestors, you know, they didn't have pills and stuff. They had the plants and, you know, different oils they got out the plant, and they dried them and did whatever they had to do to make salve or what have you. So, you know, we don't have to. But I'm going to give an announcement about my old school birthday party for Miss K. Gonna be at 4612 Granberry Road in Fort Worth, Texas, 76133, at the Next to the Stage. It's gonna be August the 26th from 8 to 1. The tickets are $15. If you get them before August the 24th, you know, they're $15. But after then, it's $20. Well, at the door, it's $20. And the proceeds for the ticket sale will go for the natural alternative to mental health. This is what I'm talking about, the oils, the essential oils. This event is a BYOB, no beer, please. Food and setups will be available. Hello? Okay. For tickets or additional information, contact Kay at 817-566-4555. Sorry about that. And my thing is, if you want to do something, you know, do something nice for someone or help someone out, you know, buy a ticket. And when you buy a ticket, it'll make a big difference in someone's life. You know, they may not be able to afford the oils and stuff. If you want to, you know, donate and help the most people that can afford it, some that can. So I just want to make sure everybody know that there is a choice that they have, and with you buying a ticket, it would, you know, help a person that can't afford to get the oil. So that's what I'm reaching for, and I hope and pray that, you know, one day, you know, you never know, it might be in your family. So if you can, you know, help someone out, buy a ticket. When you buy a ticket, that's what it is. That's what you're doing. You're helping someone. But if you want to, you know, donate or what have you, you know, get with me and we'll take it from there. And I'm going to go with a song, Miss Anderson, if you could just hold on. We're going to do a song. All right. Here we go again. I had to put some music on to make me tap my feet. Today, I just want to go into what's going on Saturday, this coming Saturday, August the 20th at Mount Hermon Baptist Church at 4150 East Rosedale Street. They're having a free school supply giveaway. It's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. So please go by the church and pick up, you know, because everybody can't afford the school supplies or what have you. But, you know, go by there this weekend, and we'll just take it from there. And from that point, we would speak about Miss Savannah. She's the one that is a member or the road manager that helps book shows like the rap shows and different musical shows, and so she supposed to call in. I guess she got tired of that sign, but I talk for her. So if you know of anyone that sing rap or what have you, they want to perform with Webby, is what they say. I guess that's how you say it, Webby. Just give Miss Savannah a call at 843-251-0161. And, you know, tell somebody, give them that information, and you just never know where it goes. So that's what I'm here for, to give out as much information as I can and to help as many people as I can. So if you are interested in having a show, you want to call in, you have a business, it's a black-owned business, you know, call me, call Miss Kay, and I set it up to where you can come on the show and you can, you know, present your product, and we'll just take it from there. So, like I said, give Miss Kay a call at 817-566-4555. And if you know of anyone out there that's looking for a DNA testing to be done, contact Miss Kay, you know, a drug testing. You have a business that you're getting ready to hire. Contact Ms. K, and I can make it happen for you. So what we're going to do now, if there's anyone out there that have anything to say, just push the number one, and we'll take it from there. Okay, I guess not right now. Okay, I'm going to go to a song. I like old school. I'm getting ready for this old school party on the 26th. It's Miss K's old school birthday party. So it's come on. The tickets are $15 before the 24th. And they are 20 at the door. It's a BYOB. And no beer. But... I know I get that. I can just imagine what y'all seen. But, yes, no beer. And the proceeds from the tickets would go to helping someone with mental illness. So if you got, you know, something you want to help somebody with, want to feel good about it, you know, buy a ticket, you know. And it will go for that. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. I'm all about helping people. And let's make it happen, because mental health is nothing to play with. You know, stress is one of the top killers. You know, you have stroke and all that. So please meet me at Prairie Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76133, at the next to the stage. That's on the 26th of August from 8 to 1. Tickets are $15, 20 at the door. And, again, you know, buy a ticket and make a big difference in someone's life. I'm going to go to a song, and I'll be right back.
Hey, it's the Fat Cat Soul Music, some of that Southern soul. Hey, Drew, let them have it. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. This is what music needs to be right now, you know what I mean? We need to take it back to the roots of the music, you know? Music that made people feel good. Made people feel something. Make you feel in love. That's what we are, the Fat Cat. What's happening, man? The Fat Cat, you say? Who is this dude and what does he play? I check it. Not a who, is a place where the sound flow like water in a river jam. The rhythms of our soul blues, bumping straight from the heart. And I got the string bass thumping, the horns blowing, all at one place, the home of the Fat Cat. People grooving the old tunes, the black and white keys harmonizing. Sweet voices from the past ringing, mellow voices of the day singing. All at one place, the home of the Fat Cat. Oh yeah. Check me out while I get into the second verse. It's a place where all the pretty ladies go. I see you over there, looking good and feeling great. It's a place where cool cats vibe to the sounds of this bad band throwing down. And we all harmonize with one another, laughing, watching, talking, relaxing. The scene is fat, cool, and happy. All in one place, the home of the Fat Cat. Where the sounds of the soul gather up in the mind and give the working one a place to unwind. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we'd like to welcome you to the Fat Cat, a joyous journey of sound. Oh yeah. Make it fat, baby.
Make it fat,
for the good time. Hills. Break it down right here. There's a Fat Cat in every city, you see. Let us tell you how we do it in our town. T-Town. Players getting down. Drew Lane. T-Love. Jones. North Jones. Mike Ferg. Dr. D. Nate Banks. All getting down with the sound from the Fat Cat. You know what I'm saying? It's a place where people go when they want to have a good time and to make the things go away from their mind.
Anyone out online that would like to talk about what's going on, push the number one, and then I'll open up your mic. Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, I'm good. How you doing?
Working hard, working hard.
Yeah, I know it is. I know it's hard for you, but I know, you know, you've been working, or you might be still at work, but if you can, just give us a little give us a little bit about what's going on, and, you know, introduce yourself and tell people who you are.
First of all, my name is Latoya Savannah. I'm the celebrity road manager for Webby and Bootsy. I'm CEO of Canard Music Management and Word is Born Records and In the Blocks Records. We pretty much have a promo tour coming up in the next week or so, so we are looking for artists. Pretty much the tour starts in Downey, California on August the 28th, and then it have 3 days in September. The shows are going to be in Lake Charles, Louisiana, Ann Arbor, Michigan, and Raleigh, North Carolina. Pretty much the artists could pay $200 to get on the tour. You could pay for your own travel and hotel, or if you pay $1,000, your travel and hotel is included. But pretty much when you get on the tour, they're going to pick one person from all the shows to get a major distribution deal. You will get magazine placement, radio placement, a photo shoot, video shoots. You get a video of all your performances. You also get a vendor booth to sell all your merchandise. And you pretty much, every artist is going to get 10 tickets, which they could sell for $20 a piece, basically. So when they make the money back, they could keep the money. They don't have to turn the money in. So it's basically a tour where Webby and Bootsy are actually looking for artists to open up for them. So it's basically our show on August the 29th in Downey, California, will be at the Epic Lounge, and Dove Shack will be the new will be the headliners for that show. And again, my name is Latoya Savannah. If anybody want to get on the tour, they could feel free to call me at 843-251-0161. Or get in touch with Miss Kay, and she'll definitely get in touch with me. And right after this tour, people that's on the promo tour, we're picking artists that will qualify to get to be on the college tour. The college tour, you pay $300 to get on it, but it's a 20-city tour. Artists will get paid $500 per show, but travel and hotel is included. And you will have... And you will have sponsors for the college tour. So, therefore, you will have T-shirts, your official tennis shoes, and official hats for the college tour. And all artists will be getting paid for the college tour.
Man, that's good, man. That is good. It's like, you know, you have to, in order to get the information you're giving out, you know, that's something that your road manager would go in and talk about, and you giving it to us, you know, we didn't have to have a manager. You sharing, in other words, you know.
That's it, because a lot of artists, they figure they're going to get something for nothing, and I done run into a lot of them and say, well, why should I pay to get on this tour? Well, you can't expect to get any paid shows if you don't market yourself, if you don't get out there and get in front of people. By me being in the industry for 15 years, it took me almost 2.5 years worth of free shows that my artist done for him to get on the platform, to get on 106 and Park and be on tour with Christina Aguilera and be on the red carpet with Lala Anthony and Bliss and stuff like that. So mainly, you know, the artists have to invest in themselves and pretty much sign up for the promo tours that open up doors for big college tours where they could get paid shows. So if they don't really want to invest in themselves, then it's really not a career that they need to be into, you know.
Mm-hmm. And that makes sense, too, because a lot of them want instant fame, you know. You might be good around the neighborhood, but can you stand out on the stage and, you know, keep the crowds rolling, you know, and really get out there and do what you need to do? Yeah, that's something. So when they do the college thing, they have to be a part of the other promotion in order to be chosen?
The promo tour, yeah, because we they actually only got 5 slots for the college tour left. But the artists that we think is good enough on the promo tour that has, like, a big grind, that we could work something out with them to be on the college tour, which, again, $300 is not bad to be on the college tour if you're getting paid $500 a show. So basically the promo tour starts August the 29th, and then I think the shows are like September the 22nd, 28th, and 29th, and then the college tour kick off in October. So the next month you'll be ready to get the paid shows after you did the free shows. But what artists don't understand on their grind is if you get 10 tickets and you got fans and you sell them for $20 a ticket, you made $200 worth of tickets. So you done made your money back for all four of the shows, you know. So basically what we're doing is, if an artist wants 20 tickets per show, they can actually get 20 tickets per show and make $200 per show and have enough for probably, you know, half of their travel or their hotel, and or if they got other artists that they want to bring with them to split the cost for gas and hotel and, you know, stuff like that. Like, we have artists coming from Michigan and Louisiana and Washington State to come on the tour, starting in California. So it's really an experience. And I'm all the way in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, so it's an experience.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's like they just need to know, you know, there's you're good, but there's always somebody better than you. Or you might be good at the singing and all that, but you don't have the stage presence. You know what I'm saying?
And some artists these days just think they can launch their career and not have a manager. Artists, if y'all out there and y'all don't have a manager, y'all need one, because if you go to a venue and you don't have anyone to represent you, the first thing the person at the venue is going to say, well, where is your manager? Who's representing you? If they know that you don't have anyone representing you, then they think that they could take advantage of you. And I had to learn that the hard way.
Right, right. That's you know, that's some good information there. You know, nothing happens overnight, you know. You have to, like you say, invest in yourself in order for you to even respect yourself, or in order for you to say, hey, this is what I really want to do, you know. You got to be sure about the choices you make in life, because, you know, that one choice can take you or it can break you, you know. So that's good to know. What would you tell a young artist? Because we got 1 minute. What would you tell a young artist that's trying to get out there? What would be your information would you tell them in order for them to open up their mind and see the big picture? What would you say?
To make sure they got management, to make sure they got a budget, and to make sure that everything is in order. Some artists call themselves artists, but at the end of the day, they're not registered with BMI, they're not registered with ASCAP, and they think they know what's going on, but they really don't. So that's the purpose of getting a manager, because a manager can tell you, hey, you need to register your music with BMI before you can get royalties. Hey, if you do free shows, you need to register that with BMI so you can get royalties. So therefore, you know, if you don't have a manager, a lot of stuff that you're supposed to know on your own, you won't know, versus, you know, people that already have the experience and that already know.
Well, yeah, that's a good thing. Well, yeah, in other words, just be on your P's and Q's, you know. Don't just jump in front of the line and you hadn't done the middle part of it, you know. Just don't, you know, you got to work your way up to where you are. That's a good thing. I want to thank you for calling. I'm going to read out some more stuff. People, don't forget about my old school birthday party on August the 26th at 4612 Granberry Road in Fort Worth, Texas, 76103, at the Next to the Stage building. Tickets are $15 if you get them before August the 24th, and $20 at the door. The proceeds of the ticket sales will go to Natural Alternative to Mental Health. The event is BYOB, no beer, please. Food and setups will be available. For ticket information, contact Kay at 817-566-4555. And please, if you want to do something different and make a difference in somebody's life, buy a ticket. You buy a ticket and make a big difference in someone's life. That's the end of my show tonight. I thank you all for being on. God bless y'all. Until we meet again.